we in the ACC have very serious concerns about this. Going by the census figures of 2013, there were 2,915 women in that age group who were able to access that free, life-saving, in many cases, valuable service. And now we've been told by BreastCheck that the unit is not returning, and the women in Inishowen who are eligible for the free mammogram will now have to travel to Letterkenny.
And have BreastCheck absolutely confirmed it to you that this is the situation, that the Buncrana unit will not be returning?
Absolutely. BreastCheck have confirmed in writing that the unit will not be returning to Buncrana. Now, there's serious questions around it because a lady in Inishowen rang us in the middle of May, Donal, saying that she had received her appointment for Letterkenny, and when we queried it with BreastCheck at that time, they told us that they had no plans whatsoever to remove the service from Inishowen. So you have to ask, what has happened between May and the end of June? There's serious issues around this. But if you're sitting in Ballinhead or Carndonagh or Moville or Greencastle, you're talking about a return journey. I think it's approximately about 160 kilometres. It may impact on a woman's decision whether she will travel to Letterkenny, because you're probably looking then what would be perceived as maybe a half day's journey. So there's serious questions. But there's another thing, Donal. When in 2010 the announcement was made that a second unit would be located in Buncrana, Tony O'Brien, who was the director of the National Cancer Screening Service at that time, said, what he said was, he was delighted. Due to the high numbers of eligible women to be screened, it is necessary to introduce an additional mobile screening unit to ensure all women in the county are offered equal access to breast screening in a timely manner. I am delighted that BreastCheck can provide this additional service to women in North Donegal. So what has changed has, you know, serious questions have to be asked, Donal. And as far as Donegal Action for Cancer Care are concerned, it's another vital service being removed from Donegal, and it's not acceptable.